All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Lalema Aneja Dang. The headlines. Campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections reaches its peak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to file nomination from Varanasi parliamentary constituency today. National Investigation Agency arrests two terrorists belonging to Pakistan-based Jaish-e-Mohammed. Met Department says low-pressure system over South Bay of Bengal likely to turn into a cyclonic storm. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Kolkata Knight Riders by 3 wickets. Campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections has reached its peak. 71 constituencies spread over 9 states will go to polls in this phase on Monday. Political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo voters before the end of campaigning for this phase tomorrow evening. Star campaigners of various parties are making whirlwind tours across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address 2 rallies in Madhya Pradesh today. Our correspondent has filed this report.
With just 3 days to go for the campaigning to end for the fourth phase of the Lok Sabha polls, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting in CG, another one in Jabalpur today. The BJP has fielded its sitting MP Riti Pathak from Sidhi against Congress candidate Ajay Singh. From Jabalpur, the BJP has fielded its sitting MP and state party president Rakesh Singh to take on Congress legal cell chairman and Rajya Sabha member Vivek Tankha. Sanjeev Sharma, AIR News, Bhopal.
Mr. Modi will also address rally at Bandra Kurla complex in Mumbai, Maharashtra today. Here's more from a correspondent.
Campaigning has reached its peak in Maharashtra, with just 2 days to go for the fourth and final phase of polling in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Shiv Sena Chief Uddhav Thackeray will be holding joint rally at Bandra Kurla complex in Mumbai today evening, while Congress President Rahul Gandhi will address a rally at Sangam Ned under Shirdi Lok Sabha constituency in Ahmednagar district around the same time. NCP Chief Sharad Pawar will be addressing rallies in Kalyan and Thane today, while MNS Chief Raj Thackeray will be holding a rally in Nashik. Senior Congress leader P. Chidambaram and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, are also likely to address rallies in the state. Sweetie Jane, AR News, Mumbai.
BJP President Amit Shah will address public meeting in Jalore, Rajasthan. Congress President Rahul Gandhi will also campaign at Samastipur in Bihar and Balasore in Odisha. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will campaign in Uttar Pradesh. BSP Chief Mayawati will address a rally at Urai Jalaun in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will file his nomination from Varanasi constituency today. Mr. Modi is seeking second term from Varanasi, where polling will be held in the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections on the 19th of May. Here's more from our correspondent.
Narendra Modi will address booth heads and party workers this morning, and after that he will go to worship the city god Kal Bhairav. After performing puja, Prime Minister will file his nomination for Varanasi Lok Sabha seat. Senior BJP leaders like Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari, Yogi Adityanath, Mahendra Nath Pandey and Piyush Goyal will be present in the nomination. Many prominent leaders of National Democratic Alliance NDA are also expected to arrive for the nomination, including Akali Dal senior leader Prakash Singh Badal, Chief Nitish Kumar, Shiv Sena Chief Uddhav Thackeray and President of Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas Paswan. In 2014, Modi won the seat by a margin of over 3 lakh votes against Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, AIR News, Varanasi.
Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections. 59 constituencies spread over 7 states will go to polls in this phase on the 12th of May. Voting in this phase will take place for 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 10 in Haryana, 8 seats each in Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 7 in Delhi and 4 seats in Jharkhand.
News Services Division of All India Radio is broadcasting a special live program, Janadesh 2019, on the developments related to the general elections 2019.
Tune in to the FM Gold channel of AIR from 4:05 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. every day till the announcement of results to listen to this special program.
For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. the National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested two terrorists belonging to Pakistan-based Jaish-e-Mohammed. A statement issued by the NIA said that the two terrorists, Tanveer alias Tanveer Ahmed Ghani and Bilal Mir alias Bilal Ahmed Mir, were detained under the Public Safety Act and put in the Kot Balwal jail in Jammu. It said they were produced before a special court that remanded them to a 7-day custody of the NIA yesterday. The agency said that the case against the duo pertained to a criminal conspiracy hatched by the top JEM leadership to strengthen the banned terror outfit's base in India by recruiting persons for carrying out acts of terrorism. Supreme Court Judge Indu Malhotra was appointed as a new member of the in-house inquiry panel set up to examine the allegations of sexual harassment against Chief Justice of India Ranjan Gogoi yesterday following the recusal of Justice N.V. Ramana. Justice S.A. Bobre, who is heading the inquiry panel and is the senior most judge after the CJI, has appointed Justice Malhotra to the committee. Justice Indira Banerjee is also part of the panel. Justice Bobre said that first sitting of the panel will be held today as per schedule. The development assumes significance as the former woman employee of the Apex Court had written a letter on Wednesday to the panel expressing reservation over the inclusion of Justice Ramana on the ground that he is a close friend of the Chief Justice and a regular visitor to his house. The Supreme Court will hear today the plea challenging Election Commission's ban on release of the movie PM Narendra Modi, a biopic on the incumbent Prime Minister, after the Election Commission submitted its report in a sealed cover on the 22nd of this month. A bench of Chief Justice Ranjan Gogoi and Justices Deepak Gupta and Sanjeev Khanna took into record the report filed in a sealed cover by the poll panel after watching the movie. The court ordered that a copy of the EC's report be furnished to the film producer, Sandeep Vinod Kumar Singh, on a request by his counsel, senior advocate Mukul Rohtagi. Hearing the writ petition filed by Singh, the court had earlier asked the EC to reconsider its decision after watching the movie and give its report. Producers of the film contended that the EC's order violated their fundamental right to freedom of speech and expression. The Meteorological Department has issued a warning that a low-pressure system south Bay of Bengal would turn into a cyclonic storm, which has been named Fani. The system, which is a low pressure now in the Indian Ocean adjoining the southeast Bay of Bengal, is expected to turn into a depression during the next 24 hours. Our correspondent has the details.
Met officials have warned the coastal districts of South and North Tamil Nadu about Cyclone Fani as a preparatory measure. The system, which is advancing from the Indian Ocean, is set to hit the coast of Tamil Nadu in another 2 to 3 days. Warnings depicting the advance of the cyclone have been issued along with red alert on 30th April and 1st May. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea as the winds are predicted to be at 45 to 55 km an hour. The warning includes thunderstorm with gusty winds and lightning in all the areas. Joy, AIR News, Chennai.
Sultry weather will continue in the national capital with the maximum temperature likely to be 43 degrees Celsius. Met Office has forecast strong surface winds during the daytime. Minimum temperature is expected to hover around 26 degrees. Delhi recorded its hottest day of the season yesterday with temperature soaring to 43.2 degrees Celsius. It has been reeling under scorching heat for the past few days with the mercury crossing the 40 degree mark for the first time this season last Tuesday. Sri Lanka's Defence Secretary, Hemasiri Fernando, has resigned, taking responsibility for the suicide bomb attacks on Sunday. Fernando said that while there had been no failure on his own part, he was taking responsibility for failures of some institutions he headed as the Secretary of Defence. He was asked to resign following reports that security agencies failed to act on intelligence inputs about the attacks. Meanwhile, the health ministry last night revised the death toll downward to 253, saying the previous figure of 359 was due to a calculation error. Security situation in the island nation remained fragile as police and security forces continue their operations to nab the suspects behind the Sunday attacks. Here's more from our correspondent.
Sri Lankan security forces continue with their crackdown on suspects and have released pictures of 5 individuals for information. Several arrests were made and explosives discovered in past 24 hours during search operations. U.S. Embassy in Colombo has said that terrorist groups continue plotting possible attacks in Sri Lanka. President Maithripala Sirisena has called for setting up of Joint Operations Command to tackle the latest threat as government grapple to bring the situation under control. Meanwhile, several Muslim organizations are coming forward to condemn the incident, and one of them said that they will not accept bodies of suicide bombers involved in Sunday attack. Santosh Kumar for AIR News from Colombo.
The 5th Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union ABU Media Summit on Climate Action and Disaster Preparedness began in Kathmandu yesterday. The theme of the two-day summit is Media Solutions for Sustainable Future, Saving Lives, Building Resilient Communities. Nepal's Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Gokul Prasad Baskota, inaugurated the summit. The basic aim of the summit is to address the issue of fully utilizing media's potential of accelerating climate action and disaster preparedness and connect stakeholders to media professionals for collaboration and joint practical projects. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Kolkata Knight Riders by 3 wickets at Kolkata last night. Chasing a target of 176 runs set by KKR, Rajasthan Royals scored 177 for 7 in 19.2 overs. KKR scored 175 for 6 in 20 overs. Earlier, Rajasthan won the toss and opted to bowl. Today, Chennai Super Kings will face Mumbai Indians in Chennai. And now for an overview of today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Lalima. All newspapers gave front-page coverage to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's massive roadshow in Varanasi. While the Mail today captions it the Varanasi showstopper, the Hindu calls it touching base. At 600 crores, MP Chief Minister Kamal Nath's Nakul is the richest candidate among all contestants in the 4th Lok Sabha elections, reports Mail today. Supreme Court picks retired judge to probe bid to fix CJI, headline The Asian Age. India-China begin to prepare for second informal summit, headlines The Hindustan Times. Army begins process to induct women as jawans. Navy next is the Tribune headline. Now the Army, along with NHPC, will build tunnels or bunkers along LAC to store artillery, says the Pioneer. The Hindustan Times report, now no political party has any ill will to stop truckloads of illegal sand mining on 425-kilometer-long Chambal Sanctuary, where many riverbanks have already collapsed, killing many turtles too in the process. Maruti Suzuki will stop making diesel cars from next fiscal as Bharat Stage 6 emission norms start kicking in from 1st April 2020, reports the Financial Express. BT Brinjal is being illegally grown in Fatehabad in Haryana, reports the Hindu, pinning the responsibility on Mexico, which has not responded so far. The activists have demanded total destruction of all such genetically modified crops as they are contaminated. Some other stories covered by the papers are Tirumala Tirupati Devasthanam having about 9,000 kilograms of gold in banks, Bardmere farmers mortgaging jewelry to feed cattle, and Facebook CEO admitting that WhatsApp has been unprofitable in the last 5 years. With that, it's back to you, Lalima.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections reaches its peak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to file nomination from Varanasi parliamentary constituency today. National Investigation Agency arrests two terrorists belonging to Pakistan-based Jaish-e-Mohammed. The Met Department says low-pressure system over South Bay of Bengal likely to turn into a cyclonic storm. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Kolkata Knight Riders by 3 wickets. Well, for details of these stories and more, you may log on to our website www.newsonair.nic.in. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day ahead.